We are so connected, even if we don't want to or don't recognize it, we are so connected all of the time to everyone, everywhere. And again, not in some kind of a esoteric way, but just the ability to see that we are all part of this human family, you know, part of this universe. And it's really far from the hippie kind of notions that I had in my mind before, hating politicians and loving people who are dancing naked, or you know, it's really about connecting all of the extremes together and seeing that we are, regardless of our belief systems and assumptions, we are connected, intimately connected with everyone. Open-hearted connection with everyone, everywhere. Even with those who pushes our button the most. And it's so beautiful, because it's actual. It comes about in our actual everyday life experience rather than hoping for it. And the questions about, you know, we let point of view be as it is, it means that even if you find some concepts hard to understand, just let it be as it is. Don't push the brain muscles to try to understand it, so to speak, because it won't help you. I try to think about all the concepts that are written in the Balanced View and Great Freedom Training, and smoke started to come out of my ears. You know, all points of view are included, but what about my depression and my sadness or my country? Instead of it, you know, all of this focus, and you can see how your attention just drifts to the points of view in the story and really wanting to understand, and maybe getting angry that you don't get the answer or you don't understand, and you're just, instead, just chill out. Chill out in a short moment of clarity, and that's where the answers come from your own body, speech, mind, qualities and activities. And that's the greatest gift you can give yourself. Action, how we allow points of view to be as they are, and then we set up a live training like this. It requires some action. It requires some emails, open-hearted communication with clear people from the other side of the world, and things are happening like that. But if we would focus on the problems, or maybe say it's impossible today because I have a negative point of view, I woke up with sadness, and focus on that and how action can come about, that will be confusing. So we step out of this conventional way of thinking of things, and we see that, wow, there's so much more available energy and lots of options available. Lots of things that we couldn't see before from the narrow perspective of closed system intelligence, from focusing only on the data. Many, many options. And the greatest options are the ones of how to live our life. Living our life as a victim of our points of view, that's a choice that each of us can make. And I tried it a few days ago. I had birthday and I tried to remember how it was to live from a point of view. And I really tried hard to remember how was it to be a victim of my own thoughts and emotions and sensations and other people's points of view about me. And I failed, really, and I tried. You know, how it is to think that the fact that I have, even to say that depression is a negative point of view, it's funny to me right now. It's such a beautiful point of view. That was my greatest teacher. My sadness, my criticism, my judgment towards any other human being, including myself. That's where the great juice of clarity, beneficial power came about. By allowing it to be as it is, like you would allow the great sun in the sky to be as it is. It makes total sense in this way. You wouldn't try and shift the sun, the rays of the sun to a different location. You just allow it to be as it is. And that's what we do with all of our points of view gradually, one point of view at a time. That's what we come to see, that they are all shining with the same beneficial qualities and activities, all of them. And for those of you who are truly tired of the search for a special state, you know, stillness, enlightenment, blasting open your heart and all of those kind of stuff, if you are really tired of it, you understand completely what I'm talking about. Because you know that the instinctive recognition is just right here and now. It's not in the stillness and it's not in the messy points of view. It's in everything. So why to get confused about it? It's in every point of view, in every appearance. The one that shouts, I can't get it now. What are they talking about? I can't get it. Who had this point of view? I can't get it. I can't take a short moment. And then we might get angry at our trainers, at the Balanced View organization, at clarity itself, and just spend our time. And then in a moment of just relaxing with, short moments, it's even in the confusion, even in the non-recognition of clarity, that's where we find our clarity blazingly obvious. And for me, it took a while to see that even in those points of view that were, you know, the non-recognition of clarity point of view, where it seems that it doesn't work and all the doubts just flooding my clarity view, to see that even in doubt there's the choice to rely on clarity, wow. The clarity journey became so much more easy. It becomes easier because there was no point of view, and gradually that's what I see when clarity outshines all points of view. Points of view, they lose their hold, and it's really obvious that they don't have any substantial nature of their own, and all points of view. Yeah, so, and we choose to commit to it. We are the one that choose to commit to live a victorious life, a powerful life. Nobody else can make us do that. And that's what you see with your friends and family. Some choose and some don't. And it's great when the Balanced View community is growing so beautifully all over the world that we have so many friends and family who actually choose to rely on clarity. And to spend time with those people, it's always enriching, always empowering, always loving, always so beautiful. So. And then you have one friend or two friends that don't want to talk to you because you don't want to complain anymore. So you have now you have such a wider perspective. So many people just love you for what you are, including the point of view you have right now. So it's like open-hearted connection, and like the warmth of the sun itself is available for us wherever we are with the four mainstays. It's like a foundation of living. It's a lifestyle. If we have a question, we can ask it to somebody who can give us an answer. We don't need to search forever for answers anymore. It's very simple. The full-on beneficial activities of clarity become more and more obvious, and you can't contain it anymore in a point of view of a miserable self who has no ability to change the world and needs to complain about the world. We actually see that we have so much power that we are just changing the world right now. In a very revolutionary way, not changing the world by complaining why it's not like that or hoping for it to be different, but actually making one change at a time. Each short moments contribute to world peace. Woohoo! Each short moment. And from that, we just get used to be a powerful human being, really. Full-on muscles of clarity. And they just get bigger and bigger with the time and with the practice. So we just have to try it. It's nice to discover that you have this treasure within you, isn't it? Once you thought about yourself as some kind of a limited, closed system, and now you see you are wide open like the sky. I just love it. It's so amazing and humbling in the same way, because you know that everybody is capable of it. It's the birthright of every human being, and it's really their choice. Each person chooses for it to be obvious for them or not. 100% commitment, I just want to say something about that. The 100% commitment, it's a really natural thing, and for me it was very hard to recognize it in the beginning of the training when they talk about 100% commitment, I kind of gazed aside out of the window. So they want that I wouldn't be responsible for it in any way. But then at one point I realized that I was always 100% committed to my own well-being, at least that. That was my 100% commitment since I remember myself. And when those two together aligned, you know, the practical instructions and the fundamental support of the Four Mainstays with this aspiration for well-being for myself and others, the fruits of clarity just become obvious more and more. And we can't go wrong. And really a beautiful thing to do is not to mix this clarity training with another clarity training for a while. For a while, just to stick with what works with this training, and then you have a perspective of what are the benefits from the Four Mainstays. But if you try to patch together oil and water, mix together oil and water, it will be really hard for you as a scientist to discover what are the true benefits of simply relying on unconditional, wide open clarity as it is, you know. And that's also a crucial point that can be very helpful, just as an experiment, you know, just as an experiment to see what works in this training for you for a while. Seeing that you don't need to apply any antidote or special states in order to enhance your clarity in any way.